Hello, podcast listeners. We're back in the bucket for another episode of PWC Connections, the podcast. I will be one of your hosts. My name is Lamont Henson from the Communications and Community Relations Department, being joined by my colleague, the lovely, the intelligent, the insightful, Miss Lexi Hassapis. What's going on, Lex?
What's up, Lamont? I'm ready. Let's talk.
That's right. We got an interesting topic. For those who don't know, we're at the tail end of March 2024. We've had some interesting developments within our organization. So today, we thought it would be smart to kind of sit down with our folks from organizational development and learn more about what they do here at PWC and how they're helping this organization develop. Joining us, we have our organizational development coordinator and the organizational development and training manager. We got Scott Falzo and Olivia Hall. How y'all doing?
Great. Happy to be here.
Great, Lamont. Thanks for having us.
Now, you two have definitely hit the scene and made an impact. For those who are here in the building, I see you two all the time, always moving, going to and fro. We've had the opportunity to work with you all as well. Myself as an individual doing some of the leadership training courses and things of that nature. We're going to get into all of that and talk about it today. Before we get into the topic of it, we want to get to know you. So we're going to start, I would go alphabetical order, but we're going to go ladies first. Olivia, if you would, please tell us a little bit about tell us how long you've been with PWC, a little bit about your title, and kind of what you do on a day-to-day.
Okay, sure. So as mentioned, I'm the Organizational Development Manager. I've been with PWC now for 2.5 years, so coming up my 3-year anniversary soon.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah. And on a day-to-day basis, my job looks different every single day, which is what's really awesome about it. So you may catch me facilitating class. You may find me meeting with a department manager and talking through training that they would like to provide for their team. You may see me prepping for classes. So if you walk by my office and see me talking to myself, that's typically what I'm doing. You may see me on various projects or meeting one-on-one with a leader in a coaching capacity. We also do a lot of backwards planning and strategic planning of communication and training, especially with our strategic priorities and looking at our needs and figuring out what we need to provide to the organization. So it's a really fun and interesting day-to-day experience.
Yeah, I can imagine. Scott, what about you? How long you been here, and tell us about your title?
Scott Falzo. I'm the Organizational Development Coordinator. I've been with PWC for almost 4 years now. Wow. Started in the warehouse and trickled my way over to the organizational development team. On a day-to-day basis, I do a lot of the behind-the-scenes work, dealing with some of the vendors, scheduling classes, uploading your training into HCM, breaking down some data to really give us a good decision-making for training that we want to have coming forward in the next session, and just trying to provide an experience that's inviting when you come into the training.
I always wondered who uploaded into HCM. I'm like, oh, I got a notification. Who did that?
That's Scott in the background.
Way to go, Scott.
Scott is awesome.
Now, for those who may be looking to get into a certain career or transition, what led you to PWC? What are some of the work experiences that allowed you to come here or prepared you for what you're doing now?
Yeah, so we both have varied work experiences in the past. So I've always been interested in growth and development. So I'm coming from a education background. I came from the school system. I served as a middle school teacher for 5 years. That was a really fun experience. I was also an assistant principal, and then I ended up being a district instructional specialist and curriculum specialist for the county. So I helped teachers improve their craft and make sure that the curriculum was in a really good spot for students in that district. So I served there in the school system for 10 years, and then I came over to PWC.
So did the middle schoolers prepare you for PWC staff?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I joke all the time that, sometimes my middle school teacher comes out.
Yeah, I can definitely see it. Yeah. Absolutely. What about you, Scott?
For me, I was in the military for 20 years prior to coming to PWC. I got out right as COVID hit and found my way into an interview at PWC and liked it so much I made sure I stuck around. A lot of the things that I did in the military that translate to my current position is just a lot of training. In the military, it was always by the book and making sure every aspect is covered. So that way, when you did get out there and have a larger mission, you were able to perform just by repetition, allowing to see people grow and just being something bigger than myself was kind of a reason why I tried transitioning into this position.
Awesome answer. Okay, I mean,
just get your foot in the door at PwC. We were going to do all kinds of things.
Yeah.
That's part of what we do.
Right. So let's get into it. How would you describe our organizational development program? Any historical context you can provide on when it was established and kind of what's its purpose?
Right. So it was established in December 21 with my hire. So that's where we began. Scott came on soon after. And our purpose is to foster organizational excellence through training and development. That's really our mission and what we're trying to accomplish. We do only have a team of two, so it's just us two.
We got the whole department right
now. That's right. Exactly. And we do operate out of the larger human resource team. So that's where we sit, our home. And we were hired in order to accommodate that. The workplace is a complex, it's ever changing. It's something that if we're going to meet our vision of being the best utility in the United States, then we have to make sure that our workforce can keep up with that. And that is constantly growing their skills. So we try really hard to provide a really safe and productive environment where employees can come in and be transformed and hopefully take back the content and grow. So when we have a really strong individuals and really strong leaders, then we have a really strong organization.
Couldn't agree more. How does that the structuring, how do you guys help from, I say, start from the organizational side of things?
Okay. Well, at the organizational level, we do assist with rolling out strategic priorities. So we're involved with succession planning, core values, things of that nature. We also have in the works right now, we're putting together PwC University, which has been talked about often, but it's actually happening now. We're working in partnership with cybersecurity, with safety, with corporate development to put together all of our training in one house and in one location to streamline it and make it better for the employee experience. We also offer leadership development. So we have four journeys that we provide depending on where you're at in your career. And we want to provide support as soon as you are either deciding that you want to go into the leadership avenue, or if you have just been recently promoted, we want to make sure that you get the support that you need.
I think that's really important. The first couple of years I was here, we did do some type of trainings and things. It was a lot of outside vendors doing it, but everybody would survey employees and ask, what kind of training do you want? What would be valuable? And I think when they brought y'all on, we were all like, oh my gosh, they doubled down and really do want to build the foundation of the organization, which I think is really interesting. Especially when you bring it back to public power, local employees, you're really building a better community by building better PwC employees, which I don't think so. A lot of times we talk about how important y'all's job is and how integral you've been in the last couple of years. It's just been pretty amazing. Everybody's like, oh, did you go to that training? Instead of, oh, did you have to go to that training? It's like totally different now, which is really great.
Thanks, Lexi. It's really good to hear that because that's really been our mission. To become a respected member of PwC and really provide. We don't believe in doing training just for training's sake. We don't want to check it off just for a box. We want it to be transformational. We want it to be impactful. We want you to take it back and apply it. And we have a lot of folks that come to us and say, actually, this made a huge difference at home too, because we want our training to be something that you're learning those leadership skills. So that's a leader at home, leader here, leader in the community. It doesn't matter. It translates everywhere. And so we hope that it's something that you can apply to your life instantly.
And it keeps your employees motivated knowing that they're trying to be developed within with the succession planning. That's something coming in. Our HR director constantly expressed our aging workforce. So I'm sure having someone that's kind of being brought up along the wings, just in case someone does retire or hit the lottery, would be important. How have you guys approached that? Are there employees that are recommended by supervisors for those type of programs? Is it something where you're looking for the employee to participate voluntarily? How do you go about deciding who's eligible?
It's changed over the last few years. So, of course, with Mr. Bryant coming in now, we have a new method and a new way of approaching it. One of our big things is that we want to create talent pools. So there's a lot of talent that when a position opens, there are several individuals that would be capable and ready to take on that position. So that means that we have to work at multiple levels within the organization. So that's where the leadership journeys that I mentioned earlier come into play. So if you're an aspiring leader and you've self-expressed, hey, I'm interested in this, I would like to move up into the organization, or your supervisor sees high potential in you and sees that as well, we want to get you into a program where it's personal leadership, where you learn the skills of how you can expand your influence without actually having direct reports. Once you move into a role, especially on the operations side, for example, a crew leader or coordinator, we have a new program. We just finished our first graduates yesterday, so that's super exciting.
Woo, woo. Congratulations. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. We talk more about how to get results through other folks. So even though you don't have a direct reporting relationship, you can still get results through a team. Then when you move into the new supervisor program, you get a year-long experience. You're meeting monthly for a year with other new supervisors, and we tackle any issues that you bring to the table. And we also have content modules that we work through so that you know how to do performance reviews and you know how to have one-on-ones and coaching conversations with your team. So the whole premise of this is that we're building you up at every stage so that when you do come into a leadership position, we have an opening, we have many people that are available and ready to take on that role. But we also offer leadership classes that are open enrollment. So if you have an interest, you can sign up at any time to take these courses to build your resume and to build your skills so that you're ready when the opportunity does come up.
I think that's a really good point too. I've worked at other places where if someone has been somewhere for a very long time, sometimes they're just the next person to move up. Mm-hmm. But just because you're good at the core competency of your division or department doesn't mean you're great with managing people or conflict or anything like that. So it's really refreshing to see that we're looking to build people kind of holistically.
Correct. That's one of the big things that we point out and say is that your success as an individual contributor is 80% technical skills. Your success as a leader is 80% people skills. So what gets you into the position is not necessarily going to make you successful. And that's where we come in and try to help you develop those skills. Maybe you haven't had much opportunity to work on in the past. So that's what our role
that's
is.
That's awesome.
For.
Now that's from the organizational level. How would you say you guys approach things from a division or departmental level?
Right. So we work and partner with managers, leaders, directors, officers, whoever ask of us, the leaders. And we come together and say, they tell us what their needs are. They say, hey, I need this assistance in this area. We ask lots of really good questions to find out exactly what the need is. And then we come back with a proposal and say, here's an option for you as to how we can address some of these things. Maybe improve the communication on your team, or develop a particular skill. So if there's a big change happening, maybe two teams got merged together, then we could come in and help that as well. And so we come back and we have a proposal. They put in their input. They tell us exactly how they would like that to look. You know, whether it's a half day, it's multiple sessions, it's up to the team, what's best for the team. And what's really cool about that is that the manager and supervisor is working in partnership. So while we're providing the training, the manager and supervisor is the one that is leading the way and also the one that is keeping it going after we leave. So they're keeping the program sustainable. And that is probably my favorite part of my job because we get to see the most impact from that. We really get a lot of really good feedback from managers, supervisors, and their teams saying, you know, this is exactly what we needed at the right time. And so that's how we try to support.
We definitely can speak to that. The communications and community relations department, we did a team building exercise with you guys. Very helpful. Was it a half a day or a full day?
It felt like a full day. It was a lot of work, but it was great.
Very introspective. I think it allowed us to think about things in a different way, show appreciation, hear our teammates in a way that I don't think you get to because you're normally on a day-to-day just trying to tackle the task or assignment that's in front of you, not so much the relationship building. So it was good to take that time out and go through the set of things y'all organized for us to, you know, do better. And it was emotional. It was a lot. I remember a lot of.
Why are you looking at me, Lamont? Don't tell everybody I'm a crybaby.
I didn't say any names.
It was good. It was good tears, though. It was good tears.
Absolutely. Good. You're right. That's a big difference. There were no angry tears.
Right.
No. Right. There were no angry tears. Okay. So you kind of touched on it, but talk a little bit more, whoever, about the online learning.
Yeah. So I'll let Scott take that because he really is the face of the company on that.
He really is, Scott. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're coming off quiet right now, but you're the man. Mm-hmm. I see you both all the time, but especially you, Scott, and you normally have something in your hand. You're pushing a cart. You're always, you look busy. You're doing a great job at that.
Well, that's one goal, is to look busy. The other goal is just to make sure that everything you have is accessible. With the LinkedIn Learning, I mean, we've reached already over 263 employees that have enrolled in LinkedIn Learning. Whether it's from just a simple class on building a small skill of Excel or maybe some more leadership skills that they're looking for. The best part about the LinkedIn Learning stuff is, you know, you can do it on your time. You know, you just want to take a 10-minute break and learn something about how to move forward on your spreadsheet. You know, they have classes for that. And, you know, a lot of the individual stuff that is available, you know, is a lot of it will try to tie in with our communications for like some of the other individual training that we do that we offer in our course catalog. So of course you may see me a lot, and it's just trying to fine tune simple things and make sure that I'm bringing the materials that you need to be successful during the classes that you're taking, and being just a resource for any PwC employee to reach out. A lot of times I'm, you know, presented with a question that you just find me at your desk 2 minutes later, because I'd rather come and talk to you so we can solve the problem than send in 42 emails to, you know, really nail down what you need.
I think that's really cool, because a lot of us probably listening right now are not great with time management. So it's easier for me to take a LinkedIn Learning class on when it works into my schedule, whether it's 10 o'clock at night or 10 o'clock in the morning when I need a break. So I think that's a really great resource.
We've had employees tell us that they are on the treadmill watching LinkedIn Learning.
That's smart.
Yeah, very smart.
Look at that. Great idea. Great idea.
Now, you pointed out a number of over 200 employees, a little more than a third, but I still want to ask, would you guys say it has been a challenge to get some of our employees to participate or be aware of the program? Or do you think it was something they were kind of hungry for and people are eager to join whatever they can?
I think a lot of people were hungry for it. I wouldn't say it was challenging to try and get that. It's based off of statistics that we learned even through LinkedIn Learning when we talked to them. You know, I mean, we're on a really great slope right now. Just getting the content out there. A lot of people that I felt may not have been comfortable with the system just really needed some individual assistance to, you know, go through and show them, hey, here's how you search, filter things, and give them that little bit extra than, you know, just saying, here's a program, use it, you know. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of like what we try to do, is make sure that we have every resource available that we can to get you in the direction you want to go.
I like the little e-blast reminders. It's like that little nudge. Like, you said you were going to look into that last week. Scott sent a reminder. I'm like, okay, Scott, I'll look at it.
I love what you said about getting our employees where they want to go. And that's a great segue into the journeys thing. What are some of the journey programs? If you could elaborate, what are the three that are kind of already out there in production, or what is to come?
Yeah, so we have three in production. Okay. I think I mentioned already that we have a emerging leaders, which is for our crew leaders, our coordinators, those in operations. That journey lasts about a month. So it's about five courses, one's a full day. And then we have the aspiring leaders, which is our individual contributors who are on the leadership path, and that lasts for about a quarter. We offer that usually about once a year. We do have one coming up in the fall. And then we have our new leaders, which is a year-long program. So we do have 10 modules that we work through, and then of course, there's also space in that conversation. We meet monthly, and they can bring anything that they're struggling with or that they have questions about, and we talk about it in that space. And we are going to be adding another soon this year, and it's going to be the strategic leaders, which is for leaders of leaders. So if you lead other leaders, that is going to assist you in that area.
Wow. Awesome.
Right. Yeah.
So perhaps this is too early to ask, but what are some other plans for the future when it comes to the department or strategic goals that you guys are looking at?
Sure. Scott, tell them a little bit about the catalog and virtual reality and all the things we have coming up.
So with our catalog, we try to get a lot of the individual skills out there, but also align with the strategic values and priorities of the company. A lot of the things that we have, we've, you know, reached out and we're doing a virtual reality sessions where you're just putting a headset on, going through a scenario that is going to give you a little more skills on how to develop maybe a difficult conversation that you might have with an employee, or just really working on maybe your communication skills, where you know, in past you would have a role play, where now you're away from the role play, you know, people feel more comfortable in the headset and kind of going through the training and working on those skills.
That's cool.
We try to align a lot of the classes that we have in, I would say, a group of skills to try and highlight where we see the company going and where we can kind of highlight some training classes that would be beneficial.
We've got trust coming up in a little bit. So we're going to be working on building trust. Mm-hmm. So that's really exciting in our next catalog. We also recently revamped our career choice program. So we do have a program where employees can seek outside education opportunities. If that's something you're interested in, definitely go talk to Scott. He can help you with that.
No, what do you mean when you say catalog? I just think course catalog from college, this big, thick book.
Well, it's definitely not that thick, okay. But we do send out a catalog, what we call a catalog, that includes the courses that are open to all employees that anyone can enroll from day one. So as soon as you arrive at PwC, if you have an interest in that topic, then you can definitely sign up and join the course. All you have to do is get your supervisor approval and you're good to go.
That's awesome. Well, and I think it goes back to, I think people always go, oh, do you like working at PwC? And this is just one of those other things that why PwC is a great place to work. It's not just you have to learn about water, sewer, and electric. And yes, that's sometimes complicated depending on what your background is. Sure. But it's also you can tell that the company wants to invest in you and they don't want you here as a short timer. You know, when you go around PwC Day and people are like, I've here for 35 years and 25 years. And I'm like, I'm a baby. I've only been here for 6 years. You know, you really wonder why do people stick around so much. It's because PwC invests in their employees. And that doesn't always happen in companies. So that's amazing.
Yeah. It makes you feel like more of an asset, I would say, absolutely, than a number. Because I would think if you're not being developed, you feel like you're interchangeable more.
Yeah, you're disposable.
Mm-hmm. However, if they are investing into you, even if it is just training, you do feel like more of an asset that they're trying to grow and have increased value.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think you hit that on the head, because that is exactly why we're here, is we see the potential and we want to give everybody the opportunity that if you want to grow and you want to contribute and you want to be a part of the community, you have the options and the pathways. And if there's something that we are offering that you want to see, then our employees are always welcome to come give us feedback.
Absolutely. Anything you guys want to add? Y'all have been great guests. Olivia, you should think about doing Audible. I could listen to you just read stories.
I have two things I want to say. Is number one is that just how appreciative we are to Scott coming on and taking on everything that he's done. We are, he's the backbone. So like you said, Lamont, you see him all the time in the hallways. He is always working like that, and he keeps things running, and we would not be doing anything we're doing without that. So I'm very appreciative of that. And the second piece is I'm really excited about PwC University. So that's coming up soon, and it's going to be a streamlined, a more intentional approach to training. So we're really, really excited about that, and we're looking forward to see those changes. So over the next year, if you're a PwC employee, expect to see some changes that are hopefully in the positive direction.
That was really cool to see that kudo real time happen like that. That was great.
Great job, Scott.
Yeah. We extend the same thing to you both. It's been great seeing you both join the organization, and you have made an impact that can be seen and can be felt. Like I said, I've gone through some of the programs myself individually, so I greatly appreciate what you do. I'm not sure everything you do. It looks like a lot, and thank you. All right. I guess we're getting ready to park the bucket.
Sure.
All right. Thank you for listening to this episode of PwC Connections. Please continue to listen to our podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. You can do it on those independent platforms of Apple and Google, Spotify, or you can come to our website, faypwc.com. Look under PwC Podcast, and you can find an archive of all our episodes as well as upcoming episodes. You can't listen to them before we record them, but you know what I'm saying. You can get the information. If you want more information on Fayetteville Public Works Commission, also go to our website, Great Hub, Great Resource. Find out more about Fayetteville's hometown utility and our electric, water, and wastewater services that we provide. If you're on social media, please check us out as well. Facebook, X, Instagram, Nextdoor, LinkedIn. And if I'm forgetting one, just type in Fayetteville PwC. We're probably already established and have an account there as well. Trying to get our information out on as many platforms as possible, and as well as trying to highlight our employees. So again, I want to say thank y'all for making time to be guests on our podcast. Please share it. We want more people to listen. Lexi, am I forgetting anything?
Never.
That's not true. All right. We're getting ready to sign off. Thank you guys again. We're out of here.